As I see it, a bit of occasional embarrassment is a small price to pay for the rich rewards of meaningful human relationships. Our imaginations can transform these fears into fire-breathing dragons, but in reality, these fears are little more than puny imps guarding a massive treasure, easily defeated once you finally decide to face them down. When I get involved in new social interactions, whether meeting new people, doing public speaking, or even blogging on topics such as these, I always run the risk of making a fool of myself. But I also have to consider the potential rewards of changing people's lives, forming new friendships, and spreading ideas. Not to mention all the long-term ripples that flow forth from those effects. And to me, that possibility makes the risk very much worth taking, because the potential upside is so much greater than the potential downside. As a practical matter, the worst realistic downside is a bruised ego or a damaged reputation. I'm okay with that, though. Making a fool of myself now and then helps me to not take myself too seriously and to laugh at my own foibles. But I'm not okay knowing that someone I could have helped is living a life far below their potential because I sat on the sidelines and did nothing. To me, that is too big a risk. So recognize the, perhaps even greater, risk you take by avoiding social interaction. The laughs you never shared, the people you never helped, the potential spouse you sentenced to solitude. That's quite a price to pay simply to avoid a little, usually harmless, embarrassment.